Hello everybody. So thanks for coming to the channel. I'm talking about flying this gay pride flag, that rainbow flag that was invented in the early 1980s. Can't remember the man who came up with it, but he died just a few years ago. Of course, has been modified a bit from rather than the colours of the rainbow to have that pink and cerulean bit on the edge with some black symbol supposing about transsexuals and so on. So June is Gay Pride Month. I think the height of it is it the last weekend in June? I'm walking around Soho sometimes. That's the gay village in London, seeing that going on. I knew a Romanian couple who just moved to the United Kingdom, this man and woman, and they went for a weekend in Brighton, not realising the unofficial gay capital of the UK. And it happened to be Gay Pride weekend. So that 22-year-old, rather athletic man got a lot of unwanted attention and his girlfriend thought it was hilarious. But onto this. So I'm not opposed to people celebrating Gay Pride Month or whatever, or being homosexual, and I realise 5%, probably more of the population, are primarily attracted to their own sex. And I'm aware that sexual orientation is a spectrum. And very few people are 100% straight or 100% gay. Most people, and although there's a situational homosexuality, people in all-male environments sometimes dabbled in it because they'd no outlet. Women are in all-female environments, sometimes experiment with it and so on. Okay, so homosexuality is natural in some people and is entirely honourable. Certainly should be allowed, and people should not be mistreated for being gay in any regard. I'm not opposed to same-sex marriage, to gay people serving the armed forces or holding any position. You know, we had a Taoiseach in the Republic of Ireland who was openly gay, wouldn't mind if we had a president who was gay, wouldn't mind if we never had a straight president or straight Taoiseach in the Irish Republic ever again. Likewise, the United Kingdom and leadership positions. So I'm definitely not homophobic. I'm deeply relax about homosexuality and completely accepting of it. And plus, you know, I went to Oxford University, which was probably the gayest place in the United Kingdom, bar Brighton. So that's it. But there's no need for councils to fly the gay pride flag. I don't dispute that they're legally entitled to, and they can determine their policies. I'm not ordering them not to. I just think that they should. There's no reason for them to do so. That's it. And there's a very obvious point about how exclusionary it is, that excluding 90% plus of the population who are not gay. And I know straight people can go on these gay pride marches. I remember in 2012 going to a gay pride march in London. I wasn't actually marching, just observing it. And I saw people at the front hold that banner, 1972 veteran. And that really took balls in the 1970s. Homosexual acts had only been decriminalised in England and Wales in 1967. Still a crime in Scotland till about 1978, a crime in Northern Ireland, 1984, a crime in the Irish Republic till 1994. So even though it was allowed in England and Wales, it was very much disapproved of. It was a sacking offence in most jobs. And speaking about an Eton housemaster who died recently, a former Eton housemaster, the story I heard about him is in the 1980s, the headmaster of Eton, Dr. Anderson, he invited the gay beaks for a chat round his fireside. He didn't say, I'm inviting because of the queens, but the ones that people could guess were gay. And he talked about the issue obliquely, saying, well, you know, boys, they have their hormones raging and they are not sure what they are and they go through difficulty deciding which way they're orientated and they may have emotional trouble. And he never broached the topic of homosexuality once. But all the gay beaks refused to bite and they still had to be in the closet in those days. So there's no need to fly this gay flag. Gay people can do whatever they want, because we, as people point out, we don't fly the straight pride flag, and there is one. I remember saying, but you don't need to. Exactly, well, we don't need to. We don't need to fly the gay one anyway. I mean, the United Kingdom is one of the gay-friendliest places in the world. I don't think it's any disadvantage. People wearing these gay pride badges all the time. I see men walking down the street hand in hand. All political parties except openly gay politicians. So they've been allowed to serve, you know, is there a Supreme Court judge who's gay and so on in all levels of the armed forces and so forth. So I don't think it's any difficulty. And we can't debate these issues. I remember when I was at school, one of the issues is, you know, should gay people be allowed to adopt children? And but we're not allowed to debate that now because you're not allowed to say no. Now, I'm not opposed to gay couples adopting children. I've seen two gay men who raised a son and they did an excellent job of it. No view should be unopposable. Some people, for whatever reason, might be against it. Maybe it's sheer bigotry, all right. But they're entitled to subscribe to that view and to vocalise it. even if some people don't like it. Now, if people want to march down the street with this rainbow flag, I don't have no objection to that. But, you know, the councils shouldn't be favouring one minority over everybody else. And of course, gay people are included. There's no need to do it. And so some Reform United Kingdom council said, we're just not going to fly it. We're going to fly these national flags. We're not going to fund these events. And of course, they should fund these events. These things are partial. If people want to have whatever gay party, fine. I'm not standing in their way. I don't discourage it. Might even go along with it, had some friends there or something. But there's no reason why the public money should be wasted on that. But we have loads of other things going on. We urgently need potholes to be fixed. There are people who've got terminal cancer who can't get drugs to delay their cancer killing them. And here we're squandering, promoting a particular sexual orientation. And of course, it's encouraging it. You know, what would the equivalent of a hetero pride event be? Some sort of nightclub where people are encouraged to dress sexily and flirt and whatever. By linking it to sexual orientation, you'd obviously connect it to sexual behavior, which I don't object to. I mean, is this consensual? These are adults are doing that. Okay, there's something wrong with that. You can have a lifelong relationship with one person. You can be highly promiscuous. I don't care. I'm completely not judgmental. Anything in between the two. So why are councils going out of the way to promote this, and all sorts of businesses feel they have to be bullied into it? And so these days, it's just conformity. It's just sycophancy. People wearing these badges, it takes no courage whatsoever. Now, I'm not opposed to wearing them, okay? I wouldn't tell you you're wrong to wear it. I just don't think people are doing it for always particularly high-minded reasons, the sort of bandwagon effect. And then you see how totalitarian it becomes. If you question this, you've got to wear this as a sign of how goody-goody, so-called tolerant you are. And you see how self-defeating that is, where therefore you're going to penalize people who don't want to wear these things. You know, homosexuality is not something to be proud of or indeed ashamed of. It's indifferent. It's like having a certain eye color or, you know, preference for food or whatever. So that's it. What do you think? Do we need it? Why do we need it? You know, if you're putting a gay pride in Afghanistan, there it really does need to be promoted, to have some kind of equality, some kind of acceptance rather than being stoned to death. Not in an ultra-liberal country. Anyway, thanks very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, George Callan, 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.